Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Welcome to the boy! Oh. Hey! Oh! Oh! I'm Tony Diggs.
Tony! Oh. Tony!
Oh. Currently living in Annapolis by way of Pittsburgh. Nicky's case is right there.
How we doing?
Also by way
of Plum.
Connor by way of Boston. Plum. Ty by way of Iowa. ZD by way of Chicago.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
Brucey by way of Connecticut. By way of New York City.
Right.
By way of parts unknown.
By way of America.
Did we miss that one?
And Bill.
By way of Shelbyville, Indiana. Thought you were going to say some sewer drain down the street. That's not nice, though.
That's not nice.
No, I love you, Bill.
Yeah, Bill's been really nice
He's
lately.
Been peacocking today with that greener pastures.
He looks awesome.
You mean from the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, from the Buffalo Bills. Vaughn Miller.
Yeah, I've told Bill about 100 times to take that off in the last 40 minutes, but now I'm thinking he should glue it on his head.
Yeah, Bill. Get out of here and show everybody where you're at.
But before you do, glue it to your fucking head.
Yeah, glue it to your dome.
First and foremost, apologies that we are, I don't know, what, fucking 18 hours late? A little late. I mean, travel restrictions this week. The FAA grounded all flights. And rain in L.A. prevented us from returning in time to do the show yesterday.
That's right.
I think I heard a door open.
Where's Bill?
No, Bill.
Back here.
No Bill.
You usually smell him coming first. So.
Normally. You have a cool hoodie on. Thanks, man. A sweet hat on. You got a cool hoodie on.
Connor's hoodie's pretty cool too. Let's not rule that out.
No, hat's cooler.
But that's not a new to the show hoodie.
True.
It's cooler than the hat.
See, he's got a sweet jacket on. This is really what I wanted to get to.
This is my baby driver jacket.
That's sweet.
That thing is awesome. Yeah, no big deal.
You look so cool.
Like Tom Cruise would walk here and be like, that's a fucking sweet jacket.
Great jacket.
I'll have that, please.
Yeah. Zeke, what do you listen to when you're baby driving?
Fucking, I don't know, nothing. Just the tires down the road.
Hell yeah.
I've recently adapted where I have nothing.
You drive in silence?
Yes.
You're old.
Wow.
Congrats, you're an old. You made it.
I'd rather just silence. I just like to fucking zone out. I don't want to hear anything.
I don't
want to think about anything.
I do that as well. The only thing that
is that a parent move? Is that what that is? You got a child first.
Maybe we just want silence.
It might be. Well, and also I don't live very far from the office, so it's like, fuck it. I'm not gonna dick around with trying to find a song or anything like that. The only thing that's really ever coming through my speaker system is fucking Michael Lombardi. That is honestly like the only thing I ever listened to. So
worldwide leader.
But you're driving in fucking silence?
No, I just want to have the jacket on.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Other than that, I'm just listening to 2000s to 2010 all hits.
Zito has an iPod in his car.
Still,
he's had since high school.
Same one?
And he listens to the same playlist repeatedly for 10 years now.
You have your blue car.
Baby, are you down?
First song is always.
And anything can happen. There's Bill.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Over there. Boom.
We're going to get a nice tight zoom on that.
Bill, you look yoked.
Thanks,
pal. Let's go.
Yeah, what is that? Wife beater under there? You're looking
fucking. That's big agriculture right there.
If you're 5'8", just like some people might be, this really knocks you up to about 6'2". Because, I mean, this is about 4 inches.
It's like Abraham Lincoln.
There is an indentation that we could.
I was serious, really nice. Bill. I said that thing looks like shit on you. Take it off now. I'm dead serious. I don't ever want to see that hat on ever again.
This is a classic. Like, everyone in Shelbyville has, like, the Rule King version of this hat. Yeah. You spend $50, you get one of these Christmas special. Great time.
That's awesome.
$50.
It's like the 14th ZBB shirt I've seen you wearing, too. Did you just get cleaned out when you went to that concert?
I bought every single shirt they had and every variation they had.
I also did the same thing.
That's awesome.
I love ZBB now.
Found out this weekend that Bruce, speaking of what we listen to, listens to strictly Croatian music in his car and pretends to know what the words are.
Sing us one, Bruce.
Sing it, Bruce.
And then translate it, please.
What was the one, if I die, I'm going to die drunk?
Yeah, no, there's one that's really good. It's just about you'd rather be drunk than old.
Sing the fucking song.
Sing the fucking song, please.
I don't know any of this.
Yeah, you do. I know you do.
Bruce,
you're singing it.
Here, let me.
No, you can't play
it. No, we don't want to play it. We can't hear it.
You can't play it. We'll get a band.
I need a little source material.
Well, we'll get a band.
Yeah, we'll call it.
Just sing what you think it is.
Dude. It's just like blah, 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 blah.
Well, don't do that. No. I mean,
sing your language, Bruce.
I don't know the words.
Sing the song of your people.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know the words.
Sing! Sing the national anthem.
Sing!
Sing!
They have great music over there.
Sing the national anthem.
Man, I'll give you $150 if you can tell me what that's from.
I have no idea.
What if
sing!
What if I were to yell, come to Yeha!
To be honest, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
It's an all-time movie.
Footloose?
No, it's not Footloose.
I've seen
High School Musical 3.
Nope.
I know all those songs.
It is starring Jack Black.
Oh, is it Pick of Destiny?
No. It is not Pick of Destiny.
It's
School of Rock.
It's School of Rock, and it's
not
one of the worst.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. That actually is one of the worst movies ever.
Tenacious D?
It's not.
I said Pick of Destiny.
Come on!
It is also starring Jason Biggs.
And
Jason Biggs? Yeah,
oh,
Steve Zahn.
Oh, how
I love Steve Zahn.
I don't know still.
How to Train Your Dragon.
No,
what?
I'm gonna come back there.
Jack Black isn't in How to Train Your Dragon, bro.
That is not How to Train.
One, two, or three.
Man, actually, if you were to see this movie,
oh, sing!
It sounds like a banger.
Oh, wait.
What is this?
It's that John Travolta movie about
Hairspray.
No, God damn it!
Is it a Grease? Is it a monster?
Hold on. Wait, you don't know either?
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of who the actress is. Is it Amanda Peet?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Were you just saying Grease is that
Amanda,
John Travolta
Amanda Peet
song?
Is actually kind of
no,
like
no,
sexy.
No, the one where they put Baby in the corner.
Hairspray.
R.L. Ermey is also in it.
Yeah, no.
And what we're talking
What's
about,
the name of the movie?
The very end of the movie, the end credits, it's after a wedding, and they're on stage at a Neil Diamond concert.
I'll sing!
Yeah, crushing it.
Nope.
All right, do yourself a favor.
And this might be your favorite movie.
I'm dead serious.
This is
watch Saving Silverman. Okay.
Fucker.
It is.
Have you seen Saving Silverman?
I have seen Saving Silverman, but probably 15 years
ago. Have you seen Saving Silverman?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Diamonds in the Rough.
Yeah. You just said something School of Rock and White Lotus.
Yeah, said, that movie fucking stinks.
Yes, well, we can just ignore that. But White Lotus has come up on this show a few times.
Started it.
Yeah, Ned Schneebly started.
Yeah,
White
Schneebs did.
Schneebly. Yeah. I just saw one of the ladies won an award and dished out a spoiler.
Yeah, what's her name? Stifler's mom.
Yeah, Stifler's mom. She won an award, and Ned Schneebly's in the crowd crying, and I'm like, Ned Schneebly?
Yeah. Dewey Cornell.
Schneebly was in there because Stifler's mom won an award. Wednesday won an award.
Did she? Yeah, I
heard. Costner won an award.
Saw a lot of people pissed off that Severance didn't win any awards.
Yeah, and I'm pissed off that fucking
that was
PC
your section
didn't
of Twitter.
Even get nominated.
Just saying.
I didn't see anyone saying that.
What's his, Hangman and what's his name when we're on stage?
Page? Right?
Hangman Page?
No.
Yeah, he fucking chokeslammed Jungle Boy through. The podium,
best performance.
Hangman
yeah,
from
what the hell is Hangman Page doing at the Golden Globe?
Hangman Bloody Powell.
Yeah, Glenn Powell.
Okay. Hangman yeah. Page was Orange Cassidy.
Glenn Powell always looks good.
And the other dude,
movie
I can't
of the
remember
year.
His fucking
right.
call sign.
That's actually sweet.
Who? Payback?
Was it Payback?
Fanboy?
Payback. It was probably Payback. I can't remember.
Okay.
Anyways.
Bob?
I don't recall.
Bob.
No, it wasn't Bob.
Mm.
I'll never forget Bob.
I watched Knives Out 2, Glass Onion.
What did you think of the Glass Onion?
I thought it was so good. That was better than the first one by a mile.
Really?
Better than the first one?
It's been a while since I've seen the first one, and I know that fucking Chris Pine rocks an incredible sweater in the first
one. Yeah, but remember in the first one, they go back in time multiple times?
And the first one is Ara de Armas.
I don't think Chris Pine's in
which
the first
Chris Evans. She was also in the Globes last night, and I do not like that her accent is...
Yeah, it changed.
It's like gone.
Yeah, I don't know what she did.
Yeah, Farrell
probably for it's probably because of the stupid blonde movie.
I saw that.
Oh yeah, Farrell gave her a weird compliment.
Great shout out.
That princess from Game of Thrones was all drunk.
She was all fucked up.
Yeah,
oh, Abby Milcock.
I didn't see
that. Millie Alcock.
I didn't see
car seat.
Abby Milcock.
Sucky Alcock.
So you love Knives Out too.
Love Knives Out too. The first one goes back in time multiple times. This one they just go back in time once.
Yes,
which
correct.
I enjoyed.
And then it really fucking picks up once they do it that
yeah.
one time.
What do you think of fucking Duke Cody? Duke Cody.
Yeah.
My favorite character.
Yeah, by far.
Yes.
By a wide margin. So yeah. I won't say any more about that.
Love you, Duke Cody.
You don't need to.
I watched the first four or five episodes of Jack Ryan. Fucking another great season. Another job well done.
I started Wednesday.
I need to start that.
It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
They're in Russia, right?
CIA. Yeah, the first one was...
Uzbekistan?
No.
Kazakhstan.
No, it was Middle East. It was Middle East.
I actually just listened to John Krasinski was on a podcast with
Michael
Jason.
Lombardi.
He was on GM Shuffle. Oh. Listen to this last night. He was on with Jason Bateman and Will Arnett.
That's a cool fucking crowd.
Yeah.
Whose podcast is it?
Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and then,
speaking of who
guys.
Won last
they
night.
Did they go to NYU together?
Ruth Langmore.
They might have. Yeah. She won once again.
Yeah.
Which is classic.
What'd she win?
Krasinski said that the newest season of Jack Ryan was like right after COVID started, and he said they filmed in 9 different countries. So
They are all over the place, and it's weird because it's about Russia, and there's definitely some Ukraine and stuff like that, and it's definitely before everything that happened.
Is there any mention of Putin falling down the stairs and Putin's
not yet
pants?
Not that I've seen.
Okay, well, I'm not watching.
Don't mention that or you'll get thrown out the window.
First season was Middle East. Second season was Venezuela. I believe they're trying to overthrow
our
government.
Is Krasinski murking people in it?
No way.
How many?
Okay.
John Wick?
No, because that would be, I believe, for this program, that would be far-fetched.
Okay.
Is he better than Reacher?
Oh, yeah. Well, Reacher's different.
Which one?
Reacher's just a big meat, but he was a smart meathead. The new Reacher you're talking about?
Yeah.
With Thad Castle. Yeah, I prefer Jack Ryan to Jack Reacher.
Okay, and Jack Reacher was good. I really like that.
Yeah, but I prefer Jack Ryan. Okay.
What about Terminal List? Do you prefer Jack Carr over Jack Reacher?
Okay.
Or Jack Ryan?
They're different.
Why are they all
actually
Jack?
What the fuck's going on? Why
who
all
the
these guys
fuck
names Jack?
Marks are named Jack.
I'm saying if you watch Jack Ryan, I think you're going to be...
Okay, yep, I'm sold.
Better than Jack Carr.
Similar.
Careful, Tony.
I said similar.
Careful, you'll end up downrange.
All right, let's get
in
the
fog.
Oh, by the way,
too,
National Treasure, great fucking show.
The first one? Yeah. Or? Oh, the show.
It's a cult? I don't believe you.
5 episodes in, it is a banger.
So that's all you watched on our flight from Indy to LA?
And all the episodes aren't even out yet.
So you're all caught up?
Yeah.
Oh, I went back to watch Andor.
Who?
Boy, it's tough to get into that.
Who?
Yeah. Andor.
Yeah, people are saying, like, Star Wars
Marks
are saying this
Rings
is the greatest
thing?
Show ever.
Yeah, best Star Wars show ever.
Ever.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Better than Obi-Wan, Mandalorian. Better than Mandalorian, Baby Yoda.
People love Little Yoda.
Baby
Yoda
put asses in the seat.
So hard to imagine that. I started Wednesday. Probably one of the better shows I've seen.
See, I just can't believe that.
It's awesome. It is fucking awesome. And you like Harry Potter.
I do like Harry
Potter. Harry Potter.
Have you gotten to the Wednesday dance yet?
Come to die. No, I have not.
Once you get to the Wednesday dance...
It is. It's very, very.
There's
good.
No way it's that good.
It's
good.
Sick.
It's great.
I'm not kidding.
Matt's watched it all, right?
You seen
What's
Wednesday?
That?
Wednesday.
Huh?
What?
Wednesday.
And that's not how you pronounce it. It's Wednesday.
No. It's Wednesday.
What is Wednesday?
It's the Addams Family.
You seen the Addams Family?
Today. Today's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. And when this show comes out, it'll be yesterday.
Exactly.
Wednesday will be yesterday.
Uh huh. Is there a lot of
he just hitting it right
there? Wachowski on TV.
No. I'm sorry. I don't want to stop this Wednesday conversation. I wanted to come in here, you know, representing all the Pontiacs.
Hell yeah.
Brother.
More specifically, Foxy and I chatting out there that it felt good to hear you guys back on the mics out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad Foxy stayed over there and you came. Thank
yeah.
You. I agree with that 100%.
Well, Foxy's working on something, but he said he wanted to send his positive thoughts and vibes too.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, really? Because normally he just comes in here, gets on a soapbox and cries about something.
Well, the Pontiacs don't necessarily love when he does that. Mm-hmm. I am one of those people. But we just wanted to say, great to hear you boys yucking it up back out here.
You Hell know yeah. the last yuck, episode yuck, Potty, yuck. Foxy's listening to? Is he currently caught up or is he a couple behind?
I told you I'm a big poop Pontiac.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
When
right.
I'm pooping, I'm Pontiacing.
For sure.
And I'm a couple weeks behind.
Yeah.
But you guys were a day late. And when it didn't pop up on my morning poop, I was worried about you guys.
Yeah,
as you should have been.
Here you are, though.
Here we are.
Pontiacs are back.
We explained to the Pontiacs that due to the FAA grounding all flights and the rain in LA canceling flights that we couldn't make it back in time.
Yeah. Real lucky we got out of there, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going
big
to.
Time.
I saw a Planet Fitness on TikTok that was about 6 feet underwater.
Fucking LAX was fucking closed.
Yeah. Yeah. They grounded all flights while everywhere. We were leaving.
And yeah. getting out of there, we were hitting some real chop.
There was, uh-huh. And I saw when we landed the next morning, when I woke up, it said like 11 hours previous. And yeah, like flights were not leaving LA. We must have gotten out of there literally in the
kind of like
time.
That one time we were in Peru and we had to get out of the country with Rogers before yeah,
that's right.
COVID hit.
That's right.
You're talking about Aaron. We were not there for that. Mm-hmm. We talked about it, though, so it certainly mm-hmm. felt like we were there. Yeah. I remember those days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the Pontiacs are back, baby.
Yeah. We know Foxy's not a real fan, too, because about 8 weeks ago we called him a sawed-off prick just to see if he would listen and come on and defend himself. And he never did. So I know you're a real fan, but Foxy can no longer step to us when it comes to the Pontiacs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Foxy's a Pontiac.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Brother.
He's more like a fucking...
What about shows or movies? You see anything good lately you want to tell all the Pontiacs out there about?
Mm. I watched the Madoff thing.
Bernie, oh, on Netflix?
It? I'm two or three episodes
That's just
it.
An actual documentary, right?
Burn?
Reenactments as well.
I love
okay,
reenactments.
Okay, so like the
stories,
side door.
Stories being told by somebody that has been in the building. People that were in 17th floor as well as 19th floor. Remember, 17th floor is where he was doing all the right. scamming.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
19th floor, different business, profitable business.
Okay.
So fascinating. It was interesting. He's in there. It's a part of his deposition they use.
Oh.
Yes, you see him talk. He always does this weird lip lick thing.
He's weird.
It was a thing.
Is he doing it? Is he doing it from jail?
Yeah, he was in a jail costume when he was doing the interview.
Probably a nice one.
You still playing PGA with pro golfer?
Haven't played in a while. Pro golfer's fucking balling last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in and out of the putting. I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you guys are consistent with the putting. That's tough.
It's a lot of scroll hit. No thinking about it. Just like how you use triangle to fast forward. I'm at the point now where I've played enough rounds where I'm just, okay, that's like I see it right away and then just boop, 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 hit it.
Oh, you move the thing though.
Yes, yes, yes.
Also, the more you play, when you start to upgrade your guy, like it's much easier to read the greens.
Pro golfer gets upgraded.
Pro golfer never get upgraded.
I can just upgrade like my balls and my clubs.
That's what I'm saying, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, like when he actually like gets better, then like it gets much easier reading greens and the undulation and whatnot.
You have attribute points as well, so you can upgrade the golfer himself.
Do those just get added on naturally? Do I have to do something?
No, you get points. You have to apply them.
So I haven't. What are we doing? I'm out there fucking working. Now I gotta
keep going. Keep going.
Oh, you probably got so many points just sitting there.
Oh. Yeah, if you stack them up.
Your guy's going to be so good next time you log in.
Really? Better at putting, maybe?
Oh, yeah. If you rack them up and you have, like, there's one time where I just racked them up, had, like, 14 points. And there's probably about 8 tiers, and there's 3 points per tier to go to the next one. And I used my putter, and I got it, like, halfway there. And I was unbelievable.
Okay, so I can get better, maybe. The pro golfer can maybe keep it moving.
Right before you go to begin round, where you got to just scroll over one and click X.
Oh, that's not.
Just click in on the analog stick.
I don't even know how to play the game as anybody but pro golfer.
Yeah. No. I'm saying right before you're about to start a round with
this
pro golfer.
This shit's sophisticated, bro.
Oh yeah.
As a noob, I have no idea. Sometimes I get lost in there and I have to restart the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
But then PS5 just goes right back to where you were.
Which it does.
Is it? Because whenever you're fucking lost in the middle of it, there was a time where I was searching for 22 minutes on how I could fucking just play golf.
Just to start the game.
I ended up in a goddamn driving range. I had some lessons that were given to me, and I couldn't get through the lesson unless I did it right. I thought I put backspin on it. I guess I did not. They made me do it 5 times.
Boy,
anyways,
is that annoying.
It's tough. I'm not good enough. It's a late time in life to start gaming, though.
But
I'm enjoying it.
Yep.
I'm enjoying it. Now back to the Pontiacs, boys. Mm-hmm. Great to hear you up here.
Great to be up
here. I already took too
here.
Much time.
Great to be up here.
No.
Yeah, this is going to carry me through some poops in like next month. This
yeah.
show.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
You come
Hell
up yeah, here boys. For the Pontiacs anytime.
No.
Yeah, it'd actually be nice to get you up here, you know, every other week or so. Just to
me and the Pontiacs have talked.
Pontiacs.
We do not want me on a microphone. That's what the Pontiacs
said. The Pontiacs said? Well, then I feel like we should fucking strike a ban on the
Pontiacs. Those aren't
Pontiacs. Stop doing the show. Well, if they are, those Pontiacs are
you guys in the pod. Real humble talk right now.
Getting themselves into a shoot, brother.
In the pod, brother.
In the pod. All right, let's get in the pod. Whoa. NASA's James. Is this breaking news? Breaking pod
news? This is breaking pod news.
Okay. Jim Webb.
The James Webb Space Telescope has found its first planet. And it appears to be very similar to Earth.
First one?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. This is propaganda.
Is this the new telescope that can see forever?
Must be.
Yeah, remember it's a 4K as opposed to the crayon that the last one had.
It can see Hubble? Your clothes.
Yeah, That one was terrible.
Yeah, the album stinks.
Just trash.
Yeah, it's never seen a planet till now.
Well, no, I think it means it's first habitable.
Yeah, it's looking for habitable.
I didn't say that right.
Well, what are you did. What are we waiting for?
Let's get there.
Let's get there. Let's fucking terraform this planet and start moving some people out there.
Who are we sending?
Guess what the saying?
I think we gotta go, right? I mean, are certainly.
I don't want to go. If you send TC up first to make sure everything's safe, everything's by the board, I'll go after that.
You get there now, you're getting all the property.
Yeah, the worry is how long.
You gotta build everything then.
Oh, yeah, true. Gotta be able to come back. Yeah. Gotta be able to make the purchase.
Get out.
Because it's gonna be, I mean, if you have bodies there, you'd probably be able to fend off people.
I would imagine.
Might be a few years in the rocket or spaceship to get there, though.
Oh, like Avatar.
That's the worry, yeah.
Yeah, in the meantime, we should probably just put up all our trash and junk here. Shoot it out there.
Smart.
That's not a bad idea.
Clean up here, then by the time we get there.
You want to send trash to the new place?
Yeah, let's get it out of here.
Oh,
well, we could just put trash into space. We don't have to send it to the beautiful new planet.
Space junk fucks some shit up.
Yeah, you can't have it.
A speck of dust can fucking take out the entire International Space Station. We can't have a goddamn
Hershey wrapper.
Empty Coke bottle.
Man, we don't need to be ruining another planet.
That's
Tone's point.
Well, it makes this one better.
Like, we're going to have to kill.
We need more.
We're going to have to kill every living being on this planet and use it as our own.
What if they look exactly like us?
That's
fine. What if it's just same game?
Even better.
It's going to be tough not to say our game's better than yours. Time to fucking take over. Imperialism, motherfucker.
What do you think there?
Because guess what?
They're going to think the same thing. That's why.
We've been told our entire lives that God's not making more land. And guess what? He just did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's see what their God says.
You're right.
Is this Yellowstone again?
No. Well, I guess the land part. I guess the land part might be.
Got so much. This always happens, though, and they say it's very similar to Earth, except for the next line we'll read something like, oh, the atmosphere is filled with nitrogen and we'll suffocate to death.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we could live on Jupiter, but you'd die in an hour, something like that.
Which, both factual statements, I guess, and I hate that people do it.
Yeah. It's aggravating.
It's a shame.
They live inside Mars, right? The aliens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They got a team in there.
Yeah, we saw that door that one time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was like a little, like an indent.
Oh, yeah.
A
garage door, yeah.
The Israeli professor, who is the Secretary of Space and Defense, says that they're inside Mars working. He said, I have no point to lie about this.
Is he dead now?
No, he's alive.
Sounds like.
When did he say that?
I think last year. 2 years ago. We talked about it. Yeah, just look. I bet if you Google right now on your phone, former Israeli space and security defense coordinator, whatever.
Yeah, he's dead.
First thing will pop up.
Nick.
He was actually the same guy in World War Z who Brad Pitt went and visited.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, Jerry Lane.
Yeah, exactly.
Spoiler for that movie.
I think that's Brad Pitt's name in that.
Cancer, right?
Hell yeah.
Who had cancer?
Is that the whole spoiler of the whole movie?
What do you mean?
Yeah, if you were deathly ill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They didn't want to, yeah.
Yeah, boom! December 8, 2020. A galactic federation has been waiting for humans to reach a stage where we will understand what space and spaceships are, says Chaim Echshed, former head of Israeli's Defense Ministry Space
from World War Z.
Directorate.
Now, please, what is Chaim Echshed?
That's his name.
No, but like, what does that translate to in English?
I believe
Master of Space.
Dave Sims.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. Ed Smith.
Ed Smith. Okay.
Next. In New York in 1904, there was a fat man's club. Members had to be at least 200 pounds, pay a dollar fee to enter, and learn a secret handshake and password.
200 pounds? I've been in there my whole life.
I was going to say, that's...
Fuck, let's go.
It's not a fat... They had a different...
Fat
back in the day, huh?
Yeah, they did. They were taller.
Did they have to smudge grease all over this fat bastard's face in the front row, or is he like the kingpin?
He comes.
He came straight from the coal mine.
Yeah.
See, you got another.
That's fucked up.
See, you got another coal mines of New York City. He's working.
So he got soot. He might be a chimney.
Steaks and potatoes, baby. This guy on the left looks like my grandfather. There's a massive.
Could it be?
The guy on the right ate the guy on the left's plate.
Yeah, he did.
They gotta bring this
potato
back.
Now, bitch.
They should bring this.
Look
back
at that slice of ham on his plate too. It's fucking.
Is that what you think that is?
Two times the size of his plate.
Shit.
I thought that might be a cigar.
That might be a
meatloaf.
Look at those buttons. That might be a sheep's leg.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's eating an entire boiled potato.
Just one bite.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Let's bring this back.
Yeah, I want.
What
join
do we put it
club
at? 300? 3 bills now?
Three?
No.
400.
Because I want to be in it. So 225.
Well, better get your numbers up. So
yeah,
yeah, get your numbers up.
We're not. This isn't like an all inclusive.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna we're gonna lower our standards.
How about country club? It's a fat man's club.
How about a height handicap?
No.
No. Why?
Like if you're 5'8" or you know
you're above lower.
There's no height to weight ratio.
No.
It's poundage. If you ain't cutting it,
strictly
you ain't in the club. Okay.
I cut it.
300.
That's why you'll never make it.
I belong.
You've cut too much fucking weight. You're not.
I belong in this club.
No, what do you think the password was?
Fucking.
Hey, put her here, sweaty fat fuck.
Something like that. Yeah. Hershey's pie with whipped cream, two please. Something like that.
Bruce, you get up to 300, and then we'll talk. We'll see how you feel. Then.
I don't know.
Where are you at right now? 240.
No, 225.
And if you get up to 300, you can shave the goatee and,
and then shave your head. Then you're the next head coach. Yeah. Nice. Right. I think the password actually was just drink Bruce like table. A vat of cake batter.
Nice.
It could be.
And then, okay, right this way, sir.
He is a fat fuck. Come on.
Next. Frankie Muniz is going from Malcolm in the Middle to the middle of the racing pack. Revealing Wednesday, he's set to drive full time in NASCAR owned ARCA series
this
season.
No
way. Uh-oh. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yeah. Eat my rubber. I think he's going to say that when he's back.
Fucking Frankie and Junior are going to be fucking rubbing fucking.
Oh, Junior ain't racing in the fucking ARCA series, Tony.
Maybe Junior's boy, Junior. Yeah.
Sometimes he makes special appearances in the ARCA just for a favor to NASCAR.
Well, if that's the case, then we better have fucking Marty on the next.
Well, Marty's going to be there. I got to know who's sponsoring before I'm rooting
fucking
for
Menards.
No, Menards is sponsoring the series, which I already love. Yeah. I need to know what kind of car, what number.
He owns the team.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so he's okay, not
so
racing.
What is his
so he did quite no, he's well. Racing.
He's racing.
You're telling me
he owns the team as well.
Yeah, he's owner racer.
Yes.
Like, quite well.
What
Tony
the hell is the car? We talking Valvoline.
It's
we talking.
We still getting
Ford Mustang.
Royalties?
Number 30.
Royalties from number 30.
Dude, they have a fucking probably. Muhammad in the Middle East, and it's crushing right now.
There's
really? No way, idea. They made the show.
Is Cranston in that one too?
Right now. No, not Cranston.
Wasn't Frankie Muniz like in a car wreck that like gave him brain names, like you couldn't remember
Jesus,
doing so. Malcolm in the Middle?
Really?
I believe so, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's when he came
that
up with the idea.
That guy likes to go fast.
And then he said, all I want to do is race, Daddy.
I'm happy for him that he's found his second
came
call.
Back and, as a racer. I'm happy for him, too.
Good for Malcolm.
Frankie just likes going fast.
We do need to find out what he's driving, though.
I mean,
he looks
just like
a fucking racer.
No, he looks just like who's the golfer? Go back to that one.
Ricky Fowler?
Yeah, he looks just like Ricky Fowler in that fucking...
We all
yeah, he
street.
Does, don't he?
He's legit.
Look at those... Steely blue eyes.
Riding the fucking 56 car?
You kidding me?
I think 30.
Well, he's got a couple of them. That's 31. Not the one. That's sponsored by Sirius.
Was that Newport?
I think the 56 is the one we're working with. Yeah.
Frankie Muniz is driving the 56 Newport shorts car.
I mean, we got to find out what channel this is on so we can watch.
Yeah, we're definitely going to watch it.
Fucking Nickelodeon.
All right, next.
Look at that. Muniz Racing.
Good for Frankie.
Wow.
Who would have known?
Sick.
Well, we talked about these a little bit already, but, you know.
Oh, how about
our boy Costner?
Who's our guy?
Oh, Walter.
Yeah.
Ah, really? He won for Blackbird.
He did.
No way.
Yeah.
What did he win? Best Supporting?
Yeah, in like a limited series or whatever.
Did he give a speech?
Down there. Yeah, basically ended it with stand up for Ray Liotta.
Listen, I love PWH as much as the next guy, but let's not take away from Costner's time to shine to put over PWH.
Was this for season 5?
Yeah, for most.
Thank you.
And it was only half the season.
What this man did.
All right, so PWH,
for that ranch,
PWH is
deserve the gold statue.
He's awesome, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But he's not smoking a cigarette while honoring Ray Liotta. So did he really?
No, but he's chewing Chantix, I think.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
fucking Chantix.
Mm-hmm.
Count it.
He looks awesome.
Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah, I could quit smoking. Fucking Chantix. The best fucking actors of ever. Pull my cigarette out. Pull up that commercial, please.
who else won, Tony?
We
got a little rundown.
Yeah, we did it earlier. Fucking Wednesday won.
Yep, sure. Wednesday.
Okay.
Do it again.
Fucking Stifler's mom
one more time for the party act.
Yep. Fucking PWH.
Okay. What won best movie?
Fucking best.
Fablemans?
Yeah.
Maverick.
What won best show?
No,
what did win best show?
Is Golden Globe important?
I think House of Dragon.
No. It's a
no.
One. I think it did.
Bullshit.
I think it did. It might. All
not, right, I'm out on the Globes.
Well, I'll look it up. We'll revisit it later.
If that beat Severance, that is the biggest joke.
Severance,
in
yeah, history. Severance did not win.
Boy, Severance.
Oh no.
Everyone who watched is it this, liked it.
Oh.
Is that
Nick? Is that Benny?
Is that him back there?
Yay! Funny enough, I think he is.
Yay!
Serving this to Matt Patricia.
Oh, best motion.
Except, oh, never mind. I don't have cream and sugar in that.
the fucking Fableman's one?
Yeah,
that's horseshit. Who won best show?
I'm looking.
It can't be House of Dragon. That show fucking stuck.
Whoa, I thought you liked it.
I mean, I really just didn't.
You're just a hater.
Seeing sounds dragons like are cool.
Aggravation.
House of
the
Dragon
moment.
Did win.
Is,
yep. House of Dragon won. Yeah.
How?
By being the best show.
I thought I shot it.
For who?
For everyone.
Okay.
Not for me.
You're a hater.
This also, I think, is fake because I don't see a cigarette anywhere. Ben Affleck was recently spotted working at Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru in fucking Mass.
See, this is my Massachusetts right here.
Yeah, it is. Look how jacked he is.
I was going to say, look at that vein coming out of his fucking...
He looks psyched.
That's how you know he's not drinking because
he's juiced. Was Mezzy working the counter?
That might be Mezzy's arm behind him. Question. I think that's what Ben said. He saw Mezzy,
you've
video.
Got the register.
He saw Mezzy's video and he's like, I don't want to work with anyone else, whether it's a movie or not.
Is Ben the founder of Dunkin'?
Ben is he's an angel investor.
Oh, he wasn't the founder.
He was part of the change from Dunkin' Donuts just to
Dunkin'. Mm. So is he the CEO now?
I don't like that.
I don't know. I think he's the CEO.
Is this
CEO,
like a undercover boss situation?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I know. He didn't really dress up, though. He's not too undercover.
Well, I mean, he's got the hat on.
Well, he looks sober and doesn't have a cigarette, so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that? Oh, there's a great
That's great. Here's your change.
Your fucking coffee.
Give me your fucking money.
Look at that. Look at that picture. Scroll down a little.
The one below it, yeah.
Yeah, bottom left. Left.
This one?
Yeah. Legend.
That guy's the best, dude.
He just loves Dunkin', huh?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, look dude, at, are you kidding
how
me?
How cool he looks in the suit carrying the Dunkin'.
Oh, J-Lo was
there. Whoa!
Surprise!
He said, hey, honey, let me take you in the back, show you where the donuts go.
Yeah. He actually has a donut around his
show you how we make the donuts.
Oh!
What's this for?
Hey, remember when Mitt said that whole relationship was fake?
And I do remember Mitt saying
that. Shooting a Dunkin' Donuts commercial in L.A. Oh, yeah, and then they got married, and they have never been more in love.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mitt,
yeah.
Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I might have worked myself into a shoot on that one.
Right. Yeah, you might have.
Well said.
Yep.
Well said.
Oh, my God. Pauly D passed away.
Holy
that's
shit.
So
Pizza Hut's
that's
bringing back
up.
The big
fuck
New Yorker.
You know what? That's the meanest thing I've ever heard.
Wow. Are you calling Pizza Hut right now?
Yeah, say thank you. I almost quote tweeted this earlier because I didn't read it and I just said, you know, something from the late 90s was coming back and I almost,
oh, you just realized what
I
is.
Almost quote tweeted and said, bring back the fucking big New Yorker.
Wow.
And here they are.
Are you ordering that tonight?
I got Pizza Hut last night. So no.
And you didn't get the big New Yorker?
Wasn't available. Okay. But yeah, fucking, you can set your clock to the next time I order Pizza Hut, I will be getting a big New Yorker.
When does it say? It's coming. January 31st.
Boom.
What type of pizza is this?
Just in time for the Super Bowl. They know
what type of it's the big New Yorker.
It's a big pepperoni za.
You fold it and then you eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just a pepperoni pizza?
It's huge, thin pizza. It's like a New York slice.
As close to what Pizza Hut will do for a
New York slice.
Yeah.
Like and the sauce, Faro. You see, the sauce is a little bit sweeter. Yeah. Just a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, so like
Look at a sign.
Look at it.
See? It says big New Yorker.
I can't wait. Next.
I know.
Shout out, Pizza.
Gladiator 2's come back.
No thanks.
Yeah, what can't are we doing?
Do we cannot know, do this.
Do we know? I don't
want to see this geek in armor.
Like, he better be cool because Lucius wasn't that cool.
He wasn't cool at all.
No, you're right.
Who is this kid?
Oh, Lucius?
No, Paul Mescal.
Is he just smotch?
I don't know. I looked up his IMDb and I didn't recognize
anything.
Nothing,
no hits.
He looks like a knockoff Chalamet.
Well, yeah. He does a little bit.
Edgy Chalamet.
Why is this kid the guy?
I don't know.
Is that Ridley Scott?
Yeah.
He's an old fucker, huh?
He is very old. Yeah.
Doing it a while.
I didn't know he was that old.
What's your name, Spartan?
He's been in...
Paul Mescal.
He's been in nothing. that you would know.
He's been in nothing. Okay, so.
I kind of like the blank slate, though.
Shut
Fuck
up.
Fuck that!
Bro, they don't need... Like, really, Scott should just... If you want to do another one of these, give it a different name. We do not need to make a sequel to the
Black
Mirror.
Yeah. Normal
also,
People
was
a
TV
show that...
Show? The, like...
Last Kingdom?
Normal People.
No. The Gladiators TV show.
That's not a thing.
Fucking...
Netflix.
Spartacus.
Yes, Spartacus.
I don't see one show.
Played Tap drunk that guy in a music video.
That was cool.
Oh, that's the Stones, baby.
He was in Bump. He was Matt in Bump. What?
I fucking knew he looked
familiar. You bring up Spartacus reminds me that I miss...
They should have just had that guy.
What's the show on Stars that...
Yeah.
With the cop.
Black Sails?
No, well, Black Sails was awesome.
Fucking Da Vinci?
No, with the not the Mormons.
Yikes. Oh, fucking Ray Donovan.
No.
That was on Showtime, not Stars.
I think they finished that, too.
No, fucking Stars was the guy where he was a bad guy, but he ended up being the cop of the town.
Dexter.
No.
Oh,
that's exactly the plot of Dexter.
No,
he ended up being the cop of... Oh, no, you're talking about Banshee.
Yeah.
That was on Cinemax.
Well, you're talking about the... Bad. Aren't they vampires?
No, Banshee was awesome.
No, that's
True Blood.
True Blood.
Do yourself a favor.
Shooky.
Next.
Love you, Shooky.
The internet roasted Prince Harry after I believe he said he showed up to his brother's wedding with a frostbitten penis.
I told ya.
Hey, you got to be doing some badass stuff to have a frostbitten penis.
Yeah, tip of my toes is frostbitten.
He was just on a ski trip, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think he was doing anything badass.
I was trying to wank outside on slopes, Maggie Wood shut me off, and now my frostbitten told ya.
Everyone's roasting him for this book, but he's the only royal family member with 25 confirmed kills in active combat.
Yeah, and he also responded to that and said, "That never happened. It's very dangerous when people start talking about my military exploits. I did not kill 25 men.
He never killed anybody.
It's
also,
from his book.
People are roasting him because he's written a book and done the whole documentary thing.
Sure.
And he still has people calling Prince Henry, even though he's kind of famous for leaving the royal family.
Prince Harry.
Whatever. Exactly.
It's exactly.
That would be sweet if people just started calling him. Oh, really? Prince Henry?
Prince Henry. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Or just Henry. I think Henry would be sweet.
Okay, H.
You know?
Did anyone try watching it?
No. Fuck these
people. You did, didn't you?
I watched it. It was so bad.
How many times did you say, oh,
what?
Fuck. I just told you. I'm telling you. Suck on my tongue.
I saw him trying to book a flight. Can't book a flight by himself.
Yeah, I'm sure that wasn't part of the whole gimmick.
Probably can't wipe his butt by himself either.
Yeah, he's a prince.
True.
Next.
Call me Prince Harry.
I like Harry.
Man holds hostage pizza delivery driver who forgot his drink.
I'm on the side of the guy holding hostage.
Hell yeah.
Are you kidding me?
This is why I don't order drinks off of...
always forget them.
Never.
They always
order. Never order a drink.
They have to
never.
Learn their lesson.
Or they just keep them for themselves.
Yeah, they're always... They drink themselves.
I used to deliver a lot of pizzas back in my day as a young rascal, and I will say I never kept them on purpose. I always just forgot.
Oops.
It is tough to remember.
What I've started doing now is I order 5 drinks.
Three
of
them always
come.
Smart.
Wow. That's next level. Making some poor sack of wine.
How many liters of fucking drink do you think have spilled in DoorDasher's car?
Five? You can't even put that.
Can't even put it in a carrier.
You throw the sack over their shoulder to get it to your front door.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll never forget. I think it was my sophomore year of college. We ordered pizza on the Super Bowl and went out to get it and definitely ordered, I think, 2 2-liters. And there were 2 empty 2-liters. I don't know how this guy did. I don't know if he fucking dumped them out or drank them. But he gave me the pizza and I was like, yeah, I ordered some pop. He's like, there's no pop. And just got in his car, fucking sped away. And I don't know why I just thought of that, but I should have fucking beat the shit out of him. That was one of the most pissed off I've ever been.
People say that doesn't happen at Iowa State. Out of the most.
Yeah, because they don't have a Pizza Hut in Ames because it's shit.
I can't wait for the big New Yorker. Fuck,
yeah,
next.
Me too, dude.
Oh, no.
No.
This is gangster. No. Sorry, Ty.
Speaking of Iowa.
God damn it.
Bessie Hendricks, who was 115 years old. She was the oldest living person in America.
America.
Rest in peace.
Is this the lady that was...
Rest in peace, I said, Bruce. Damn it, Bruce. Moment of silence. Jesus.
Bessie! United
Can you measure out Bessie while the oldest bold person hang of bone? Don't blame Moses and Bessie ever, don't ya? You know we couldn't live without ya, Bessie. You're the oldest diaper one last time.
Love you, Bessie. Miss you, Bessie. Bessie.
What'd she say? Only key to living long is hard work.
Yep. She did. Yep. Every day.
Work.
Bruce.
Was this a lady on the porch being like, I was a teenager during the Great Depression and I seen.
I knew you were going to say something disrespectful. I knew you were going to fucking say something
disrespectful. She was 115 ass wipe. She was living in a nursing home, okay? She wasn't sitting on some front porch. Okay.
Yeah, no shit. I heard she sucked at bingo.
Are you kidding?
Zito, slap him right in the fucking mouth.
Hold on, go back to the photos there. I just kind of want to take a peek out of memory lane.
She had her day.
What's she doing wearing a fucking mask?
Well, I mean, Bessie can do whatever she wants. All right, we need to move on, okay?
Who'd she vote for?
Hell yeah. Next. Hawkeye. Go Hawks.
Thank you, Bessie. They better fucking give her a tribute week one.
Tribute. They will fucking retire numbers.
They should. Well, never mind.
115's retired.
115, yeah. Yeah. No.
98 D tackle.
74.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Left tackle.
That's right.
Next. I think this is sad. This is bittersweet.
This is good for him.
Yeah, because Dave has announced he's done playing Drax after the next Guardians of the Galaxy, but that just means Dave is going to be expanding his acting portfolio.
What would you do if James Gunn makes him Black Adam?
I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, he's got Gears of War. I mean, Knock at the Cabin is coming out. He's going to crush that.
I think Duke Cody might have a spinoff movie.
I can see that.
Him and Whiskey Tango Foxtrot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dave might be over superhero movies at this point. Maybe he's
legitimate actor.
Well, no, because he's still going to be in the really, really good that you guys, for some reason, didn't like, zombie movie on Netflix.
That's not a superhero movie.
And that movie
he was
suck,
a superhero in that movie.
That's true.
So if you remember correctly, Tony, he dies at the very end.
Okay, well, yeah, so does.
Because he was a superhero. I do believe.
Whoops. What?
I'm trying to think.
So does Drax.
Oh, that's the other movie he was in. Fucking Blade Runner. Oh,
yeah.
Watch that. Like, he could do movies like
Dawn. My Dune.
Believe me, Dune.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Dune is going to be massive this year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Still, I've never watched it.
Love you, Dave. Miss you,
it's
Dave.
It's on HBO Max. I almost watched it again last night.
Also, I'm pretty sure this is going to be the last Guardians of the Galaxy.
Probably. Yeah. Hey, I don't think any of them are.
Whoa, dude.
Thank you, Guardians.
You kidding me? G-O-T-G.
I didn't like the second one.
Two wasn't that good.
I liked it.
How about the Christmas special?
I love the Christmas special.
Still got to watch that.
Two wasn't that good.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
Tough episode.
Wait, what is this?
Dave and Buster's co-founder, James Corley, dead at 72.
Wait, his name's not Dave suicide. Or Buster. Who the hell is James?
His name is James Buster Corley.
Oh, okay. Make sure.
Who put this in here?
I did.
What's so sad? Why would you do that?
This is far.
I just don't understand how a man who brought so much joy to everyone could be so sad.
It's only right to honor this man. I go ride
a
motorcycle.
Leany ride. We should go to.
We
should go to Dean.
Yep.
Beast.
Take the Dance Dance Revolution for one last ride.
You played DDR and fucking Dave and Buster's. You were wasting money.
You gotta play the fucking Mario driving game.
Oh. Sure.
A little skee ball.
And you can play with other people.
Anything that shoots ammunition, I'm normally.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't even read it as apparent suicide.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I just saw he died. I thought it was from fucking natural causes.
No.
What are you doing, Buster?
That's what I said. I said, how could you make so many people so happy and just be so sad?
He couldn't fucking beat Time Crisis 8.
I love Time Crisis, by the way.
My 12th birthday was at Time Crisis.
Was it really? And yeah, that was probably the best birthday ever, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
He also, Area 51 was giving him fucking problems, too.
Mm.
Area 51, what a game.
Man.
What was that stupid Aerosmith game? It was a shooter. He fucking shot some of the guitar. That was so dumb.
That thing was sweet.
It was so dumb.
Next.
We do need to go to Dave and Buster's now.
Did you ever have the AK-47? You just had to blow up all the people playing Terminator?
Yeah, I love Terminator. Was very similar to Area 51.
It was.
Fuck!
Yeah. Oh, you guys met Terminator this weekend.
Oh,
we did.
You didn't
see
meet them,
Arnold. We didn't meet him. We didn't mark out. We won't respect his privacy.
Yeah.
He's having breakfast with a giant son of a bitch named Ralph Mueller
from Gladiator.
Yes.
Yeah, Hagen from Gladiator.
So we
didn't
want to
interrupt. The friend that tries the soup. Is that Ralph Mueller?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, didn't know that. Yeah. You guys were just telling me he was the guy from Beer Fest who fucking drank, ate the glass.
Head fuck.
Head fuck.
Yeah,
fuck.
But, you know, we didn't want him.
It was
to be
tough.
Marked.
We didn't mark out. I did take a fucking picture, very obviously. Of
him
sitting
over
there,
Arnold, over here.
Yeah, I almost did that because he kind of, you know, Hagen's so goddamn big. I couldn't get
you, you got to stand up.
Yeah, do you guys wish I was there because I would have initiated it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
what would you have done?
Oh, yeah.
He would have fucking grabbed your neck and thrown you through those glass windows.
I don't know. I feel like when he does that, people love it.
They do.
It happened with Saban.
Yeah, Saban.
Oh, hey, Zeke. How you doing?
You boys know where I could get some coffee.
Here you go, coach. Here you go. And essentially, Saban took that as a, oh, I'm going to go hang out with you.
Yeah, he did a 180 and walked over after
that. Where'd you get the coffees?
Yeah, boys, do you know where I can find some coffee?
Oh, right over there, coach.
That was awesome.
Where? And they said, okay, well, I don't mean.
Up the stairs.
Hallway or right over there. No coffee stand over there.
Right over there.
Next.
That was crazy.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, it is. This guy's a doofus.
Okay. To the fucking highest degree.
There's a guy driving a boat, fucking puts it on self-drive.
She's like, come take a photo of me.
Girl's behind the boat.
Okay, babe, we're all set.
Wake surfing.
Hold on, I'm coming,
he
babe.
Goes to,
let me get,
oh my
get
God,
your phone.
What a dumbass.
Oh, no, the boat.
This is almost even more egregious.
Yeah, the lady is.
She's trying.
You did great. Get on it.
I think the ladies had fun.
Yeah. Like, you all cross. I mean, you can't let go of that rope.
No.
Yeah, but Doofus number one, fucking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, but
when Doofus number
one. Can you go to the beginning of the video? Can you go to the beginning of the video? Look at his face. You know this is happening.
Coming, babe.
Oh, you want a beer?
Okay.
I mean,
let me look around. See.
You guys have a problem with what she did?
Yeah, dude.
She's climbing up the rope trying to get in, and she would have hang on. She's getting those.
But she didn't.
Right in that propeller.
Yeah,
hang on.
She's eating that propeller.
Yeah, the guy's got pants on, too.
That guy's an idiot.
I mean,
I guess to Bill's point, I didn't think about her getting
chewed up by that.
Sorry, so when I was first watching this video, I was like, oh, no, she's gonna fall in, and all I'm going to see is blood in the water. But that didn't happen.
That boat just... Still going now? Or
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Went right into some dock. And
yeah, sure.
That thing hit fucking land. Fucking still going down the river.
What was that guy's
game? You know he's in the water yelling,
come on, babe, just let go!
To other boats.
Oh.
Yeah, one more.
Probably.
Get out of the way! Wrong boat!
Next. A group from Mexico intentionally crashed a Boeing 727. We will never sit in the front of planes ever again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually awesome when Nick brought this up
right before
we went to L.A. Me and Connor were sitting in the first seats on the plane.
Dude.
Front end is just...
shit.
Back's very... I mean, you're halfway and back. I think you're doing just fine.
Also, you know, we're crashing over sand. It's not like we're flying over the Mojave every day.
I was just going to say, where does this happen in America?
All right, well, guess what? You're going into a mountain. Guess what? The front's not in a great spot there either.
I'm fucking right in the meaty part of the middle every time.
How
many, in that exit row.
How many planes crash like they're landing? This isn't
I think
how
they try to normally
I would assume like so, this. Yeah.
I mean, did they fucking use glue to put this thing?
Yeah.
How does it fall apart so it
folds like a fucking
yeah, why don't they make like indestructible planes?
Because they gotta fly. They gotta get
I don't think
ground.
This is real.
I mean, with like bulletproof?
Yeah, like some sort of new
Kevlar?
Some sort of new carbon.
Sure.
On the flight back from L.A., whenever we were going up through the storm, Mitt just looks over. He's like,
where'd you connect on your way back through Hong Kong?
Talking about all of our flight back after L.A., Mitt goes, so what do we do if it just keeps staying bumpy like this? It's like, Mitt, there's not a lot that you can really control here.
What do we do?
You fucking Mitt, you need to go out on the wing and fucking loosen that bolt.
Stabilize it.
The inside joke there was that Bill, Mitt, Dirty, and
that's it.
Connected to California. To California. They connected through
Newark.
New Jersey.
Yep.
Went that
worst
way.
Worst airport.
That's way back.
That's a two-hour flight.
I had a two-hour flight out there, sure. Making it a nice round of 6 hours to get out to L.A. Holy
well, God. Round trip, it was probably like
eight. It is not 4 hours from Newark to...
No, that's no, the six.
Six, yeah. So it was no, eight. Yeah. So
it added
so
two eight. Hours.
Okay. Eight total, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
8 total hours in the air.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty
good.
So really,
it
was a 11-hour trip.
Yeah,
it was not
10-hour.
12-hour. I mean, leaving your house to get into the hotel is definitely 12, 13.
I picked up Mitt.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh my bad.
You're good. I picked up Mitt at 7:30, and we got in at 4 o'clock.
Nexus one,
California.
It's stupid.
Jesus. Walked onto the plane too.
12 hours.
Never waited in line.
Yeah.
You what now?
Walked right onto the plane. Never waited in line. Really.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because no one else in the world was flying from Indianapolis to Newark to LA.
Go ahead. Fucking roll this. Nick sent it in.
Is this a fucking pizza pie? This is a video I took of Bill making lunch.
What is this?
Heart attack?
Yeah.
What in the United States of America is going on here?
In the beginning, what I thought it was
that?
Like
so
a
is that a pizza hot dog?
Calzone.
They finally did it. They cut off Ron Jeremy's penis.
No way.
Yeah, I know they were talking about it.
Holy shit.
Put on a pizza.
Wow. Where'd they get the other one?
Yeah.
Rick Jeremy?
Yeah, Rick.
Yep.
All right. That looks
would you try
terrible.
It? Would you
nope.
try that?
I'd try to, yeah.
Yeah, I'd
I would
that.
Not.
Yeah.
I know Z would.
That big hot dog.
Nick, I know you
gross.
Would. You
I'd give it a couple bites.
Cut them in.
Love a good calzone.
Yeah, I'd try it.
That's not a calzone.
And it's a pizza inside a sandwich.
I mean, that pizza calzone. Looks like it's made on top of some fucking
bro,
prosciutto.
Bro, those are fucking 4-pound summer sauces.
Oh.
I'm not trying.
Oh,
that.
What's that? A Strombol?
Anything else, Z?
Yep.
It is kind of a Strombol.
What's going on here?
Oh, this is going to end awesome.
So this is basically straight out of Call of Duty here. This guy slides down the stairs. Military slide.
Oh, yeah. This people were saying this was an El Chapo type deal, and then a lot of people were like, nah, that's in Brazil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just wait for this guy to go John Wick.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Bro, the prison's just laying fucking dead.
Well, that's going to happen sometimes when you're laying scunion down.
Yeah. This one will not be able to go on YouTube,
this,
I don't
think.
This
is definitely a movie set. This is 100% a movie set. This,
okay,
this,
yeah,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Movie set. Yeah, it is
yeah,
a
the next
set.
John Wick. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can see the guy with the equipment right
he
there.
He is operating yeah. some type of equipment.
That looks sick.
The people just sitting here.
That was the most fucked up thing I've seen.
Z, did
so
you think
long.
That that was a shoot?
I thought it was a
he knew it was a work, brother.
I thought it was real.
That was awesome.
Me.
Next.
You worked me right into a shoot. Oh, what we got here?
These are always pretty good. Just some doofus right
oh.
here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, oh no.
Oh.
No, no
wait
way.
Oh.
No way.
Look at me.
No way.
Look at me.
Oh.
Wow.
Good
how's
on you, pal.
Live? How's that
look
guy live?
Look at me.
This lady opened her door. You always
she did that on purpose.
Oh,
look.
You
right
always have to
view.
Look. What the fuck?
She knocked him into the middle. Saved him.
What?
Look at me.
No.
Look at me.
He would have even
been, no, he
would have
been fine if the car just came by.
Yeah, no. I think
oh.
you're right. She does get out with a look of, did I get him?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be overly concerned.
Looks oh, my husband. God.
She doesn't give a shit.
That's a nightmare.
Good. Good.
That crawl out.
Oh, fuck. I did it again.
Like he's changing the he's changing
underneath
the
bus. Not again.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. Well, luckily, if that guy was dead, they just dumped cement over his body right
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
for that guy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll make this a speed bump.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, is he back?
Jort.
Yeah, basically, Grass Bowl went viral, and he's still spinning.
Yeah,
what's up, bitch?
Deuces. Apparently, people are lining up outside the movie theater for this guy.
To both get a batch of his popcorn and smell his farts.
Yeah. And then, of course, suck take photos of him
right.
while he's farting.
Yep,
not yeah, with him.
That face he was making.
Yeah.
Yep.
What a dude.
You can actually see him when he chucks the deuces.
That's shout out Crossbow.
Just bathes in
how
butter.
Mad would you be if this guy was making your popcorn? Like, the previews are actually rolling. You need to get in your seat.
Yeah. Hurry
oh,
the fuck up. I got to
with
go.
All this.
Oh, shut up, Bill.
Okay, Bill, Crossbow is a pro. Okay, he knows exactly what time all the trailers
yep.
start to every movie. If you're in a rush, guess what? You're not getting the fucking full-on
you're not getting the
Harlem Globetrotters treatment, okay? That's only if you're there with 15 minutes to spare. So
you're getting scoop butter, and then you're in.
You probably got to tip him $20 for him to spin the fucking thing like this.
No,
this is just what he does for the love of the game, bro.
Yeah, exactly. If you want his poop streaked underwear, yeah, you
might ask. Then you're asking for $20. If you want his hat riddled with sweat, yeah.
Realistically, though, how many times does he hear in the, oh, do the thing, and then he's quitting?
I think he lives for this. This is his moment. This is his skill.
This guy's going to be on like the AMC previews in 6 months.
Actually,
he absolutely will be.
A massive chance that happens.
Keep crushing it, fucking Grosspole. Yeah. Look at the fucking no showmanship from behind him, and that's why he's just saying, you know what? That bitch ain't got it, but I do.
And that's why no one's lining up for their popcorn.
She's just keeping it ready for him over there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Forgot to. It's real subtle. Just real quick. That's why no one stands near him.
Exactly. Give Grosspole his space to cook.
Yeah.
Oh, next.
Man. Oh, no.
Let Grosspole cook.
That's good to end on Grosspole.
It is. There's Miss Grosspole. There's no way you can eclipse Grosspole, so we might as well just end it there. Tony had to run, and we're all going to run as well. Sorry that the pod was a day late. Hopefully it won't happen again. You know, like we mentioned, extenuating travel circumstances and being very, very sleepy.
But
we're very close to 100K still, so, you know, I mean.
Check right now where we're at.
Yeah, just either do it or don't, okay? It's up to you.
Check right now where we're at.
Connor's going to check. We are going to do a giveaway whenever we get to 100K. All right.
We're at 98.8.
We are getting close. We are getting close.
Hey-o!
Maybe a couple of you make some secondary accounts. Let's get this giveaway going.
It's not a bad idea, Bill. Not a terrible idea.
Okay, Bill, not a bad idea. But, it was a good day. It was good, good talking with you guys. You know, we enjoy you guys very much.
And
love
girls.
You guys. Thank and gals, obviously. Guys is gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Potty X.
Thank you.
Love all the Potty X, brother.
See you guys next week.